terrible child, give you the program, baby.
We're doing like a 2-for-1. So, doing also a podcast for Anchor.fm. Late Night Snack, hit me up.
Okay, we can start in for real. This is gonna be good.
I hope I turned that around. Look, we ain't trying to pay no bad.
Get the gap thing. Gap things look like implants, but. My titties look like implants now. Okay, y'all. All right.
We're back after these messages.
I'm sick.
yeah. I know I'm gonna go home and take a good shower.
I don't know. I got to already at home though. I'm thinking I'll keep the gaps on the gap. Okay, so this is gonna be the first episode of my YouTube channel. I'm so proud of myself because I was supposed to be doing this thing a long time ago. But
things happen.
Here we go.
Life happens.
Here we go. Okay, here we not.
You just stopped it.
Okay, we're using it.
Okay.
I'm trying.
Hey, you guys, can you pull the door up?
Yeah, pull the door up, Jonathan. Okay, what the fuck is it? Okay. Okay, so this is the first episode of Relationship Chronicles. Because I wanted to get on here and talk about why it's so goddamn hard today in our generation. Because I just don't understand. Now, I'm not going to be giving no advice. Because I be being a hypocrite sometimes. So, I'm not the person to ask for advice or to take advice from. Because sometimes I don't listen myself. But the first episode is gonna be why we think it's so hard dating in this generation.
Somebody peed in the dating pool. You got pee in it.
Parasites. A little bit more than pee.
Say parasites.
A little bit more than that too. That motherfucker is corrupted.
It's lies, Jesus, the sea, heartbreakers.
It's a little bit more than that too.
Damn, I don't even want to keep going. I don't know what's next.
Okay, but...
I mean, I know what's next, but I don't want to know.
Yeah, okay, so I think that it's hard dating in this generation because people are basically not, like, true to themselves.
Okay.
Or honest about what they actually want. So... You have people that may say that they want to be in a relationship, and you don't really want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, that's just a lot of confusion.
Right.
A lot of confusion.
Or you have people that...
honestly don't know how anymore.
They do. Don't know how to be in a relationship.
You really gave up on it.
They too. And think they want to be in a relationship.
Just really want to fuck.
And that's where the whole not being honest thing come in. It, like, if you just want to have sex with a person, just say you want to have sex with a person. Because 9 times out of 10, the girl won't do something you want.
Sometimes when you leave with it with the wrong person, it can come off wrong. But if you leave it with the right person, then y'all was on the same page, y'all will be straight.
And simple, both.
Y'all be that match made in heaven.
When I was going through my little whole face. If you haven't gone through a whole phase, I think you should go through it. I think everybody should go through a whole phase. This is just me personally.
Definitely go out and test the waters. Find out what you like. Because you don't know. You might think you know, but you don't know.
Facts. Or you might think you want to be. You might think that you really want to be in a relationship. And then you go through a whole phase and you realize, okay, I just like being hoe.
That's not where it's at.
And me, on the other hand, I just didn't like that shit no more.
It becomes boring after a while just to know, all right, well, I kicked it with him today. Okay, so I'm going to go kick it with him. Him being another dude, another him, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And both of them, they're bringing something to the table, but then they both, some still ain't there for you. Right. So then you go get you another him.
Right, and then you go get you another him.
And then once you start, you know, doing the do with your hims. You missing that something that you want from one person. Mm-hmm. And you don't got that.
And then it's like, you know, like, this all this is ever going to be.
It get boring.
It really do get really boring because it's just like, okay, now it's.
And lonely.
It's who I'm going to call when I want some, basically, is what it is, because you get bored.
They do the same thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's, I feel like, with men.
Hit you late at night, what you do?
You know. What you and I feel like sometimes it can be like that with women, too, but.
Yeah.
Men, especially, y'all just got to be honest and truthful with y'all self, with what y'all really want to do. Like, it's okay if you. Don't really
want to
be in a relationship.
We got some women too that's like that. That don't know exactly what it is they want and don't know how to say, okay, so I really just want to fuck you. So and
they mislead.
Mislead the guy on. And you know, you have some guys that can really like that woman. You know how somebody can like you and you don't really like them. And then when you like a person that's ditching you all the time, that's a person you really like.
Yeah.
But that motherfucker don't care shit about you.
Shut up.
But the one that really care about you sending you them good morning, beautiful text messages. And you like, ugh, I'm sick of this nigga. That's not the one I want the messages from. But
right.
It's.
You wish them out.
It's a real. Like the. Lose battle.
The good person, you brush them out. But the ain't shit person is the one that you want so bad.
Exactly.
And I don't understand it because that's with both women and men. You want to go
do
after.
The same thing.
Yeah, you want to go after the one that's really not.
You don't know till you know. But even when you think you know, you really don't know them. No, I done said before, I wish we all came with previews so we'll know what we're getting into. Like the movies. You get a little 15-second preview about how this person is. And
right
there somewhere on the forehead.
Thing is, you can go into something and think that you're about to get ready to start dating somebody. But, you know, with this generation, you got half of the people that want to sweet talk you just so they can have sex with you when you, again, don't have to do that. Some people want to make you feel like y'all going into a relationship.
Nice.
And you don't have to do that. Like, some women, they do require more from a man. Some women don't be caring.
Now, with this generation, I say there are more men that are becoming a little more, I want to say organized, but they have more standards than the ones from before generation. I'm not sure why now this generation does. I don't know. Maybe they expect it to be more than what, you know, moms and dads went through. I don't know. But now I'm really looking at some men are really, they're really getting into these standards with women. They want women to really be able to bring something to the table besides just vagina.
And that's
but
okay.
There's still some that's after that's just they want their vagina before they get you to their table.
One thing that I hate about men, but sometimes
I'm trying to make sure I keep this cup.
Women do it too. Where it's like mainly men, because I just don't like it. What is, like, what am I going to get out of it? Or what are you going to do for me? Like, what you mean?
True.
As far as, like, having a handout. Okay. I don't like the dating scene now with certain guys. Like, I understand that you feel like I got something going for myself, so you need to have something going for yourself. I'm not talking about that at all. Mm. What I'm saying is, if I do something for you, what you going to do for me? Well, if I buy you something.
Creating expectations where they don't need to really exist in a new relationship.
Like, if you do something for somebody, just let it be genuine. If I do something for somebody, I'm letting that shit be genuine. I'm not looking at it as...
That's hard to have now. Even genuine conversations really don't exist anymore.
And that's sad.
That's very sad.
It's really heartbreaking. What's sad?
Now, if you got somebody out there that's genuine as far as giving and conversation and any or all that they do, good job. I'm proud of you guys. I'm happy for you.
But don't take advantage of that either,
don't.
Though.
Male or female.
Women. Because I'm going to say this.
You're going to say men.
What? No, the reason why I say women is because y'all would hurt a man. And that man going to be so hurt.
He become a cold-hearted bastard.
And then when he go on to the next somebody, he still worried about this last hurt that he was just in. And he going to feel like this next woman going to do him the same way. But that come with not being healed. There's a lot going on in this generation, too. Y'all quick to move on to filling the void. There's another reason why. It's hard as hell.
Excuse me. Today, women do the exact same thing.
Women do it all the time.
A lot of women don't accept the baggage that
come with men.
Now, you have some women that do accept it and then, you know, think down the line, okay, maybe this will change when he and I are together. You know, maybe these ways won't show. And sometimes those ways do still come out. Same with men, you know. Men get hurt just like women get hurt. Everybody has feelings. So, you're not mindful of the feelings that you hurt, then you need to rethink and get yourself in line. You need to heal.
Exactly. People are not...
Hurt people.
Woo!
They do.
But you know what I said the other day, though? Hold on, y'all, because I got to get my charge.
Oh, shit, this right did pop up. Look at that. We were still going. For real. Okay. Where you gonna plug it?
Oh. To my computer. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, no.
That's trying to look loose as hell.
Loose goose.
Well, I'm gonna keep following this shit.
Okay, we're gonna use her too. We look nice on camera.
Indeed.
For the first YouTuber. I was like, come on now.
You was doing fine.
Doing fine.
And we're back.
Had to get the charge. Because I want to say it. No, but okay, for real though. What I was thinking about the other day, like, with the whole thing about hurt people, I really do think that, but,
okay,
I feel like it's only when you're trying to fill in the void, okay. I'm hurt, and I'm trying to fill in that void of being hurt, so I go out and seek somebody. Or I go out and say, I want to date, and I want to do this, and I just want to fill in the void of basically not having nobody.
Okay.
That's when I'm going to go and hurt people, because I'm still really hurt. I haven't healed from my last situation. I just don't want to be single. I don't want to be lonely. I don't want to not have somebody to talk to. I don't want to have what I feel should be a companionship. That's where I think that hurt people thing come in.
Okay.
Because I was hurt, but I feel like the reason why I wanted to be single for 5 years, I feel like I'm hurt, and I know what it feel like to be hurt. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to go and try to accept dates, or I'm not going to go and try to date other people because I know I'm in a hurt stage mm-hmm. right now. And because I know what they feel like, I don't want to hurt nobody
else. Right.
So because I didn't want to feel in that void and I care about other people's feelings,
right.
I didn't go into it.
Shit. You might teach these motherfuckers out here to hurt people that hurt people then because they don't get no damn.
But I think that comes with, again, you have to want to heal, or you have to, this generation, to me,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people don't know how to be by themselves. And y'all feel like it's an issue yeah. or it's a bad thing to be single or to be by yourself. Like, when I tell people I was single for 5 years,
yeah.
damn, how the fuck was you single for 5 years? How the fuck you do that? I decided that I wanted to be single for 5 years because if I was in a toxic situation for that long, I could give myself that amount, that same amount of
time
to learn myself.
Yeah.
Okay, why did I allow myself to stay in a situation that I knew was not good for me? Why did I allow myself to see things and know things and still accept it, as if, you know,
especially the accepting part, you so, know, for a second I couldn't be alone,
really.
I didn't like the feeling of being alone.
Why?
As far as like I can be fine with, let me get a definition of what I mean by being alone. My alone is, I could be cool with, you know, like going to eat lunch and sitting at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that because I'm alone. I can do some solo dates for me. But it's like that when you go home at night, you ain't got nobody there with you to, you know, do the late night pillow talking with. You ain't got nobody there to rub your feet if you just want to randomly rub my feet. Mm-hmm. You know, you ain't got nobody. Babe, can you fix something to eat real quick? Make him feel a cup of water, right? You don't feel me? I mean, babe, you feel like bring me a fruit snack or something? You don't got nobody to do that. You feel me? You by yourself. You got to do this shit. But I'm rubbing my own feet. Or I'm going to the you know, the nail shop. I'm going to do that anyway. To the nail shop and get my feet done. But it's a difference in being alone without a spouse. For a second, I didn't like that feeling. So, for me to feel my voice in, so we say, I would date other people, but I wouldn't hurt anyone
you had that boundaries. I know of. Did you feel like you had boundaries? As far as when I say that, I mean
probably.
Like,
I say probably.
Like with my whole face.
Mm-hmm.
I had boundaries in my whole face. Do not call me. Don't text me. I'm going to call you and I'm going to text you when I
well,
want to do.
Well, I say my boundary was, don't, if I invite you to my place, don't pop up.
Okay. But they knew what it was too, though. Like, you
yeah,
know
but you got some that got or will get comfortable to the point where they know that you at the house. And would pop up, but during that, okay, I'm really honestly, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I'm speaking about someone specifically when I was dating. It was one that would pop up, but it was okay because he was literally the only one that would pop up. But he was the only one that knew where I stayed too. Okay. And I invited probably 3 guys to my place before, but. Other than that, nah, you're not coming over here. I can come to your place. I come over there. You ain't coming over here.
I think I want 2 people now.
I didn't mind those pop-ups. But anybody else, nah, you can't pop up in my house. You gotta call me first. You gotta call me. And a boundary I think I probably did have last minute scheduling on dates or want to do something without even checking with me through the week. But you wait till Friday night or Saturday night. And I'm saying night because Friday night, what you doing? I could be laid in the bed doing nothing. And still lying,
I'm out.
But, you know, it's like, okay, dang. I'm
with some better right now.
You wanted to go out with me tonight.
Tonight is
now,
not
tonight.
Now, you had to say something
earlier in the day. Tonight. I probably would have. Right. But then sometimes, depending on how I'm feeling, I get up, shower, put some clothes on, and step out. That means you really want my company. If you truly, genuinely wanted my company because you wanted me around you, you wanted to vibe with me for the kick it real quick, okay, cool. Some people do that and then want that late night, that nightcap too.
I liked my face because we all had an understanding.
I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I wanted that nightcap too. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes sis just wanted to eat and be fed. Drink a little bit.
And you
go get my bed. My bed. Not yours. Mine. So it's like, yeah. I get you. We can be on the same page sometimes. We might be on the same. We both gonna eat. But I'm going home after this. I'm going to your
place. I didn't like my face because one wrong move, you're out. If I didn't like something, you was out of here. Yeah. I don't care. We not talking no more.
I had a phase where I was like zero tolerance for the bullshit.
Yeah, and I was because of no one wrong move.
I had probably my zero tolerance was when it came to me spending time with my kids. So when it would be like, I'm dating this week, I'm doing this week, then so like, okay, this weekend I'm with my kids.
Yeah.
And I was talking to a guy who I just started talking to. We have been talking for like a week or two maybe. And he was like, you know what? You know, this week I'm free. Why don't we, you know, meet up and see each other? I'm like, nah, I can't do that because I'm with my boys, you know. He was like, well, you know, can't you just, you know, send me the address and come outside? Excuse me. Send me the address. Come outside. So I could just get a hug and we could just talk a little bit.
You wanna fuck?
I'm like, no. My kids are gonna come outside. Cause I know my sons, they gonna come outside.
But who is your man?
And I'm saying, no, my kids gonna come outside. We can wait. He was like, dang, you can't come outside for just 5 minutes? What part of my children are with me? I'm like, basically, I'm saying no. Saying, you know, let's try another day.
You have to go in my bedroom.
But you, instead of saying, what about give me 5 minutes? No. And he was like, dang, that's messed up. You can't even give me 5 minutes outside just to see me and hug me. Dang, what I don't understand is I'm telling you I'm with my children. That should be an understanding situation. You have a child. He had a kid. So you should understand right there. When I'm with my kids, that's as simple as that. I'm with my kids. I'm not into the entertaining of male callers right now. I'm with my children. I don't know, but I blocked his ass after that. Nope. No. Because what we not going to do is try to get me to give you 5 minutes outside. I thought to say, no, I'm with my kids. Because
you gonna want to do some ooh type of thing.
Even so, that, if you...
No.
You gonna just one day randomly, well, you did it before.
Why?
I ain't gonna do it again. I ain't finna do it. I'm not gonna start it for you to say I did it before. I'm not even gonna do this.
And I can't.
We not even finna touch bases on it.
I really can't even. I say this generation because it's supposed to be our generation, but I notice like older people do this shit too. Older people be doing this stuff too. And when I say older people, I mean like 38, 39, 40. Because I ain't going past 40. Because you my daddy.
Honestly,
daddy.
I don't.
Up there.
some ages, for some people, their light bulbs are already on. And I'm taking a page out of my ex-manager book.
Okay.
Her name Miss Tyra. Okay. She's always bust out, baby. Your light bulb ain't on right there.
Right.
The light bulbs for some people are on, working just fine. I don't know what kind of watts it is, but it's working. Some folks' light bulbs are a little dim, need to be changed, or it just ain't all there yet. And some folks' light bulb ain't on to the point where they ain't really quite figured it out yet. And that's okay, because it's going to take some time. But when it does, a little motherfucker going to get the flickering. And then you going to know also, that's how that work. Okay, I get it now. And fuck y'all if y'all don't understand my analogy. Or metaphor. Which one it is?
Y'all,
it's gonna be some technical motherfucker. Like, nah, you mean that's the metaphor? Nah, that's really
you knew. You know, this ain't English class. This ain't class.
And the words of my papa, it's all the same. Shit, it's all the same. It's all
we
same.
Are not in school.
Okay, fuck this shit.
Speaking from the thought and the mind.
Yeah, but it don't matter what age you is. I think a lot of people are still ignorant to a lot of things. Some shit really take time, and for some people, that shit really just don't click. It really don't be clicking for them.
Stevie.
Like, it really don't. Not to say this specific thing. We're not talking about this Stevie this week.
Well,
you heard it here first. You heard it here first, folks. It wasn't clicking, Steven. Ooh, just, there you know who he is. Oh, shit.
It's all mutual respect. Yeah, we doing all right now. So, we going to keep it as we doing all right now.
Moving on.
We're going to be talking about why it's hard dating in this generation. That's just like what we was thinking of for the first episode. So y'all stay tuned. When y'all see this, if y'all like want to chime in, baby. Comment.
Feedback.
Yep, comment, follow, like, subscribe. All that good old stuff, because I really want to be consistent. I'm going to do 5 episodes of this. That's it. That's it, and we're gonna move on to the next best thing, which is I got a big old surprise for everybody. Cause it was a surprise to me. It was a real big surprise to me. So yeah, just stay tuned and keep watching. Peace out. Okay, and then we're gonna do yours.
Okay.